And welcome to Sisters in the City with me, Anna Vakili.
And me, Mandy Vakili.
Did you miss us?
Did you miss us? We just went to the Heart Lounge, Shisha Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was very loud.
It was very Maddox Club tape, Cirque, Libertine vibes, you know. And
it's a nice though.
It was really nice food. Really banging food. Mm-hmm. Really banging shisha. I paid as well, so don't think that this is a promo thing.
It's but not. Anyway.
But it was a little bit cold, and I feel like everywhere's cold.
Everywhere. I can't enjoy myself anymore.
I just recovered from the flu, and I feel like I'm going to get it again, Anna.
Yeah, I can't deal. It's just everywhere is freezing cold and wet. I hate it. I feel like not a day goes by. That I don't moan about living in the UK. And it's getting to a point
Have you always been like this, or has it just hit us?
It's hit us, I think, the last year and a bit. Not a day goes by. And if it's that much bothering me,
it's time to leave everything behind. Pets, boyfriends, family, everyone. Podcast, goodbye.
But seriously though,
yeah, I know. It's really,
what
honestly,
is this?
It's very, very depressing.
Why would anyone want to live here?
Yeah.
Why?
Every person I know who's moved,
and it's happier.
To, obviously, the same place we always talk about Dubai. When they move there, they don't ever come back. They never want to come back.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, we're in a relationship, so.
Yes, everything's. Don't get in a relationship, guys.
You can't do shit.
Every decision you make has to be based on them and what they're doing and everything.
Yeah, isn't it mad?
Even going to the Heart Lounge, text, at going to Heart Lounge. You know, everything you do. you have to check with them. No, relationships are good, but.
There's pros and cons. Oh, do you know what? I really thought someone suggested it on YouTube as well. And I thought it's an amazing idea.
What?
Basically, we always go do relationship dilemmas and people die cheated on me with this person.
It's very negative.
Very negative. And so someone said, why don't you do good relationship stories? Like the opposite of a dilemma.
It's boring. That's why.
No, it's not.
Bad things is.
That's sad if you think bad things is entertaining.
And you know what's so sad?
That's true, actually.
Human nature is so sad.
That's so true.
That we thrive off the misery of others. There is no entertainment more pleasurable to the human mind than the suffering of another human being. Turn on the news. The most watched channel in the world. Everybody constantly watching the news.
Yeah, but that's because they want to stay up to date with the news.
Or they're very much
intrigued. I don't think the suffering of others.
No, not the suffering.
I mean, I know what you mean. For example, drama, reality TV is drama. Fights and you did this. Or EastEnders, soaps or dilemmas or what else?
Serial killer documentaries. It's not okay, let me take that back. We don't thrive with the suffering of us, but we are so intrigued by it.
Yes, intrigued.
We are interested. So interested.
Why?
Sparks our curiosity.
Why? But what about romance? I like a good romance, but even in the romance, there's
something happened. There's some shit.
Some kind of dilemma.
Like The Notebook. Yeah. Some kind of thing. He's poor, she's rich. Something happens. There has to be some drama.
So sad.
That's just the way humans are wired.
Humans are fucked.
Why do you think people get addicted to toxic relationships? Addictive. Drama is addictive to us. Why? Because life can be so mundane and boring.
Yeah, but that's just...
Ever gone through a week of nothing going on in your relationship, everything's peaceful and you suddenly you're now I'm bored. Now I'm bored.
Yeah, but that's so sad.
Especially when you're raised in quite a chaotic environment.
Yeah, like me and you.
Just
a lot of shouting.
A lot of jungle.
We're Iranian.
Business. We're Iranian. A lot of screaming, a lot of shouting. You know, parents that probably didn't want to be together, but they can't leave each other because, this whole stereotype is still together till you die. And so there's beef. And then you grow up being it's not normal for there to not be.
Yeah, that's so sad.
It is. And would you click on a documentary saying, the most amazing relationship romance? No. Just not going. But if there was abusive relationship, you're just going to watch it.
That's so sad though, because I don't know. I think we should definitely do one episode at least just to give people hope, because you know what it is? A lot of people stay in these relationships
because they start thinking it's normal.
Because they start thinking, no, there's nothing better out there. When I read the dilemmas, I'm like, wait a minute. Oh my God, look what's out there. I should just stay in my relationship because it's so scary out there, right? But no, if you see the other side of it and you see, wow, there's such good men out there. There are very small percentage, but there are. And then you think, oh my God, that's like, I could get myself a good man. Manifest yourself like a good relationship. Manifest yourself a good man.
Yeah. Maybe we should.
Do you know what I mean?
It.
I do think we should, just to give a little bit of hope into the mixture.
I'm just so pessimistic that I feel like even the people that think they're in really good relationships, they're delusional. Or like they're just with a narcissist and they don't know it yet. Or
Why?
They just haven't gone through his phone. Or they just don't know what he's up to. He's just the best liar ever.
No, there are good men out there that are trustworthy.
I want to see someone that's a smart, hot girl.
Yeah.
Who's on point. Yeah. She be doing her checks and balances. And she also knows she ain't with narcissists. She's been with him long enough. Long-term relationship. I want to see plus 2 years.
Yeah.
And then come and tell me about your relationship. And then maybe...
You could be a guest when we do start doing guests.
And it won't count if he's like 20 years older than you, because they're always going to be good to you. All right. I want to know about the same age group. All right.
Yeah. That's
DM
true.
Us.
Yeah.
Send us your address. So you can come and we
need
friends.
To do a background check on him as well.
We need to background
we'll
check
test
on him.
We'll test him. Mm. What do you think
know,
about
sometimes
that?
I think, yeah, like sometimes I actually start thinking, because you know, we were talking the other day about how like Ginger Beard hasn't ever posted me on his Instagram. I don't post him, all this stuff. It started playing on my mind a little bit. And I was like,
I swear I can't have conversations with you, Mandy. Every time I have a conversation with you, a week later, you're like, it's been playing on my mind. I'm like, what do you mean? I completely forgot about that conversation.
Yeah, but that has played on my mind before conversations with you. That's played on my mind a lot from my own thoughts.
Right. Do you want to tell everybody what we were even talking about? So basically, me and Mandy were sitting and we were talking about like relationships that post each other and relationships don't. Because obviously me and Mandy, we both don't post our partner on social media.
Yeah.
And I was saying, personally, if I see a relationship that's very serious, like you live together, like let's say you're a husband and wife or whatever.
Husband and wife, no, because that won't apply to me. I need something that applies to me.
Okay. A relationship that you're very serious and you live together and like, you know, and then you don't post each other on the social media, I think personally, it's a bad sign. And I personally think it's...
I agree with you.
It's a red flag. Some people won't agree with me.
Like, but what do you guys think?
What do you guys think?
This is very important. I want to know what you guys think.
I just think like you're posting all your mates, you post your family, you post everyone, yeah? Like, and then you don't post me or I don't post you. If I see a relationship like that, I almost automatically think, what's wrong?
Yeah.
You're either not sure about each other because if you're very...
Or you're up to something.
Or you're up to something. Or there's something up. Like, for example, I had an ex-boyfriend, which I'm sure the reason why he didn't want me to post him is because he was... You know, had a bad past, like
yeah.
a criminal past,
yeah.
And someone might hunt
or
him,
or bad reputation,
or someone might hunt him down, and like you know, yeah.
So
but, like for example, with Cowslick, like, what is his reason? Like he doesn't want me to post him. Like, what is your reason? I'm a private person.
I don't know. I want to know what you guys think. Like,
I'm a private
with
person.
Gingerbread, he doesn't post his family as well, but like it's different relationship because family, you might be a bit more protective over them.
No, I don't think that your family, like you're not with them like you are with
24/7.
Your partner. We're together
24/7.
All the time. We go on holidays together. We're out for
dinner. So basically, yeah, like I started playing on mine because it used to play on my mind. It's played on my mind every time that he ever posts his friends and not me, which is like maybe once a year, but still it plays on my mind. Even that one time a year or when he reposted people's stories, it just sometimes plays on my mind. And then after that conversation, it just annoyed me and I was like, thinking, okay, I don't want to post Gingerbeard now. I don't want to. It's my choice. But that's also because of the way he's made me feel.
100%, me too.
From the beginning, he's made me feel like he doesn't feel good about posting me. And if someone's going to give him that feeling, I ain't no beg.
Exactly.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
You're going to now I'm going to go hard and ham even with it. I don't even want to fucking post you. Fuck off. Who the fuck
exactly,
are you? Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm way bigger than you. Anyway.
Literally.
Yeah. But like, then... It started like fueling some insecurity in me because obviously I trust Gingerbeard and like at the same time I've done my checks or whatever. But at the same time, you get to a certain stage of relationships where it's just when you just keep checking, you're just like a weirdo. Like you just can't be doing that. So you just say, okay, I've done my random checks and I trust this person anyway. I know him. I live with him. But so it started making me feel like he's just not sure about me, which is really bad feeling.
But that's exactly what my reason was. Like why would Kalzik not post me? Well, he doesn't post me, sorry. He doesn't have Instagram. Why won't he want me to post him? Is it because he's not sure about me? Like,
yeah.
What other reason could it be? Because I know he's not cheating,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
And he ain't no criminal or like, he's never done anything criminal. He's not got reasons. So like, what could it be? It doesn't make any sense. And if I look on the outside, looking in, like the fact that I'm going out of my way to not post him, do you know what I mean? Like, don't get me in it. vibes. Mm-hmm. What is that? Like, don't go, like, yeah. I, on New Year's Eve, I'm posting my best friends, my sister and everyone, or his friends, and I don't post him, the most person that's like closest to me other than my sister. How does that make sense? How does that make sense? Obviously,
it's either the whole, the thing is, like, I don't get the, him not wanting to post you as much. No, sorry. I don't get the you, him not being okay with you posting him because
he says I'm a private person. But like,
I feel like Gingerbeard would be okay with me posting him if I wanted because I used to back in the day.
Yeah, but he never used to be.
But he didn't.
That's our point, is that he never used to be okay with you posting him. He used to be like, don't post me. He's got to a point now that you don't want to post him.
No. I think it was more him not posting me. I feel like I used to get him in.
Really? Well, Kalsic doesn't want me to post him at all.
But maybe because he works in a restaurant and he might have a lot of female haters or like people from his past or like girls that come in and he has to be like, how are you ladies? Are you good? Welcome to the restaurant or whatever. And then the girls will be like, oh, like maybe chat shit. Maybe it's that.
I don't know. All I know is like,
because think about it, he works in hospitality.
It's like, not even just me though. I'm just talking about any relationship in general. When I look in from the outside and they're going out of their way to hide their partner.
Mm.
They're going out their way to like, I get-
They're not going out their way. Like, they're not going out their way. Like, your boyfriend doesn't have Instagram.
For me,
mine doesn't post ever once a year. So we're not going out of their way.
I would be going out my way though. If I'm naturally like, I just post with my partner, with my friend, like having dinner.
They're expecting us to go out of our way to not get them in.
I'm saying, but I'm talking about like other person. Like when I look at another person,
yeah,
that's going out their way, not posting their partner.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I'm like,
because they're always with you.
For me, that's a bit of a red flag. Like, why don't you want to post your partner?
Anyway, I just don't know. Because like, first I was thinking, oh, so he's not sure about me, or like maybe he's embarrassed of the podcast, or like,
because basically we were talking about this as well. Because you know, me and Mandy, we come on here and we talk about all sorts of stuff, like. It's such a thing for us, not just because of our partners. I mean, I think Greek people are very much similar to Iranian people in that sense, like their family and like the way they think. They are very similar to
Middle East. They're quite conservative in terms of like, they're and not like, explicit.
And like me and Maddie have actually had to deal with this her whole life, like growing up, like we've always been Iranian and being in a Middle Eastern community. And most of our friends like are either Pakistani, Afghani, Iraqi, like they're all Middle Eastern. And it's like, we always have get so judged and spoken about because we are kind of like, we're kind of free spirited. We're
too real.
We're too real. We don't hold back. And we're kind of breaking barriers, really. Coming in, we talk about sex. We talk about
everything.
And
everything, literally. The orgasms. Like, really things that, like,
a Middle Eastern girl should
never talk about.
Yeah. And, like, the thing is, we were talking about this as well, me and Mandy, because I feel like recently we've been a bit more, like, trying to stop ourselves from being us, which is sad.
Especially Anna as well.
Especially me, because I think in my relationship, it's a bit more, like,
more strict. But also, like, I got into this big argument with Gingerbeard because of the joke clip that I made about, you know, when me and Anna got arrested and I was like, oh my God, I thought I was in a porno. If you guys saw that clip, you saw it was really funny. And I was like, oh my God, I thought he was going to ask me to suck his dick. Like, that was just a joke. And Gingerbeard got so upset. He's like, you're embarrassing me. It's a shame. Like, my family's going to see this. They're going to think you're a slut. He made me delete it off all platforms. And the clip was viral. It did so well for us.
It's always been such a complicated thing for us. Like, before the podcast as well, because me and Mandy would go out, we would dress how we want, we would drink, we didn't really believe in all this like stuff, like, you know. We would have
a lot of girls pretending to be good girls to get a Middle Eastern boyfriend or husband.
I think that we are good girls. Like,
we are good
girls. We don't sleep around. Like, not that if you want to sleep around, but we don't. Like, but people would judge us so much because we go out, we have a drink, we speak what's on our mind.
Yeah.
But like, recently we've been trying to stop ourselves from being as free with our speech because we're like, you know, what is like, let's say my boyfriend's family going to think, or like, what is like other people going to think? They're going to judge us. But really, I feel like we should be proud that we are speaking up for Middle Eastern girls.
It's a different change of tune for you.
Because I've been thinking about it though recently, like we should be a bit more proud because we are saying to other girls that like, you can be free and speak your mind. Like, why should you not? And make people laugh and make people happy.
Look, the thing is, it's not about being a good girl, not a good girl, because that's very, like, depends on the person and what your opinion is of a good girl. It's about, like, men wanting, most of the time, a woman that appears innocent and not promiscuous and not overly sexually experienced. That's what, you know, men want or whatever. And women, especially Middle Eastern women, because it's a cultural thing, always want to embody that innocence.
Yeah.
And even when they're not, even when they might be promiscuous, even when if they might have a lot of fun or sleep around, they hide it and they dress a certain way. Like, but me and Anna, we're probably more innocent than we come across.
Right. We come across worse.
Our jokes, our banter, you know, everything. And everything makes us look a little bit more naughtier.
Right.
Like even Gingerbread would say, the reason why my friends will make sometimes inappropriate jokes of you, Mandy, is because the way you joke and because you come across so lighthearted and carefree and, you know, raggo, people end up treating you that way. But right. If you were more of a serious conservative sort of girl, people would kind of be stepping on eggshells around how they joke with you and stuff.
Yeah, but I realized firstly, the most successful people, what you said, I think you said it earlier, are people that don't give a shit about what anybody thinks, right? But that always doesn't apply to at home. It should matter what your partner thinks or your partner's family think. And these people should matter, right?
Yeah.
Because they're important. But I want someone that's going to love me for me, exactly the way I am. This is me. And I don't want you to be embarrassed by me. I want you to be proud of me.
Do you know what it is? That's always going to be difficult when you've got a controversial sort of job, because look at Ricky Gervais. I don't have an opinion really. My thoughts are very mixed on him, but he talks about on his stand-up comedy how his girlfriend doesn't like his jokes and is scared of the jokes he's going to make. She's not supporting him wholeheartedly. And I probably wouldn't if I was his girlfriend. I wouldn't as well. I would feel uncomfortable with a lot of things that he says, but he still does it. That's just the mad thing. Sometimes you still got to go against.
But I don't want someone that's embarrassed of me.
So anyway, yeah, it goes back to that whole Instagram thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how
we digress completely.
We digress. We talk, me and Mandy. I don't know if we're meant to be podcasters because we talk about one topic and then we end up on a completely another topic and then we forget about our topic.
I know. So then I start thinking, because he's made comments of delete that, it's embarrassing, you make yourself like a hoe. And then once his dad said to him, obviously, about a clip that I made about...
You don't need to say what.
I'm not going
to
say what because they'll just... defeat the whole purpose of me getting told off. Anyway, and then his dad was like, what is your girlfriend doing? And I had no legs to stand on. His dad is a very respected man of the community. A very high level, owns his own accountancy firm. He's very educated. He's very classy. And then there's me. He's dicks and whatever. And I just I don't know what to say. He's I'm not in argument. Sometimes he throws it in my face.
Whoa.
I never saw myself marrying someone like you who does podcasts and it brings herself so low class.
Well, can I just say something to you? You have bring so much joy and happiness into people's lives all the time. You make people laugh. You make people happy. You make people feel normal. And not only that, I've had messages from people that are going through all sorts of horrible things in their life. Guys, honestly, you can't even imagine health conditions, relationship issues,
family issues.
And they say to us that honestly, you guys have given me some sort of happiness and light. Aww. And you've cheered me up during my hardest times. Sorry, but no accountant can do that. No lawyer could do that. No, you know, I want to say a pharmacist. I mean, we help save lives too. So
yeah, jobs help people in a different way.
But you bring happiness.
Yeah, not all jobs need to be serious and educated. You don't talk about serious educated topics. No, but I do educate people on how shit men are. And that is important. That is an important subject.
Yeah. And wait a minute, you are educated though, and we are educated, but we just don't want to talk about it. Because
boring. It's fucking boring.
For us, it's boring. I don't want to see
Anyway, let's go back to this Instagram thing.
Okay, go back on. Yeah, go back
then
on.
Then I was just thinking then I started saying, I feel like you're ashamed of me and you're not proud of me.
Did you actually go back and say this to him?
Yeah, because I just feel like I'm at that stage, Anna,
Everything we talk about, you go back and speak to him.
The thing is, I think it's really important. I'm not going to lie. If you are in a serious relationship, you have to express your emotions because I have never said this before.
Right.
And I have fought it for 2.5 years.
Okay.
It's never come out of my mouth.
Okay.
And I thought, I feel this, I feel like he's embarrassed of me. I feel like he's not proud of me. I feel like he wants to hide me. Why have I never said it?
Okay. So what
it's
happened?
Why are there things like elephants in the room and things in the bush when we're partners? We spend more time together than anyone else. We're
because if he is embarrassed of you, let's say, he's never going to come out and say it straight up. Yeah, you're right.
No, the reason why I haven't actually said it is because I don't say it for him to agree. I said it for him to realize that I know.
Right.
And I'm not delusional.
Okay.
But the reason I haven't said it up until now is because I also believe in playing the game. Playing the game is like not bringing to light your own insecurities.
Yeah, and not acting like you actually care enough.
Right.
When we actually do.
There's one side of me, play the game, why men love bitches book, blah, blah, blah. There's the other side of me like, ain't nobody got motherfucking time.
Literally.
What if I want to 32 soon? I want to get married. Am I with the right person? If they're not going to love me and truly know me and my feelings and address them, bye. Because I'm either with you for love or I'm with you for money. I'm with Gingerbread for love.
Yeah.
So you better give me that. You better love. Deliver
the love on.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I started saying it and then there was no conclusion anyway.
Man, the way you said this story, I was waiting on like, okay, you said it and there was a... What do you say?
Of course I'm proud of you, but obviously some of the clips you made were a thing, but of course I do. Of course, everyone on my Instagram knows you exist. I'll post you there next time. I'll post you. I was like, no, because now I don't want you to. Because now I'm not sure about you.
You just look like a psycho.
And now it's like, but if you want me to, then I will next time. I feel like also, you know, Ginger always wants to look like this lad, boy, like cool, like I'm not moist. I don't have feelings for women. Fuck women. Like, he also wants to hold persona. But then another side of me started thinking, what if he's on some, doing some dirt?
He ain't. And you've done the checks and you know he ain't. He ain't
but
about that life.
What if he's going to do it now?
No, he's not about that life.
Then I started thinking.
He's
I was like,
definitely not.
I said to him, boy, yeah. I was like, I'm waiting for the day. If I catch you, even accept to follow. If I even catch you, even like a fucking photo, I don't care who it is, a celebrity, or follow someone, I'm waiting for the day, yeah?
You shouldn't say I'm waiting for the day.
I said I'm waiting for the day.
That means it's going to happen and you're waiting for it.
No, but I like to drop these threats, yeah? Because I ain't having no excuse of like, I ain't that girl that you can come with me with an excuse. Oh, my finger slipped. Oh, I must have been drunk. Oh, hey. There's no excuse.
He must scroll his Instagram like shaking, like because he's so scared that
yeah, but he
might accidentally tap.
He was laughing his ass off. And that's what calmed me.
Yeah.
He's laughing his ass off. He's like, oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And I was like, I'm going to bust it open. On the same day.
This is exactly what we mean, by the way.
And then he was like, no, that really pissed me off. That joke really pissed me off. But he's like, I'm not going to do my... I was like, before I marry you as well, I'm going to fucking do my fucking shit. He's not threatened or worried at all. Plus, the amount of times I've gone through his shit and been like, who's this or what's this? Like, and it's all... I've never found
It's not even
anything.
About that. Like, Gingerbread is just not the type.
Yeah, he's not the type. His whole algorithm is food. Bless him. Like, you know what I mean? But he is like, I think, you know, you teach people when you're with them as well. Like, how I expect. These are my standards. These are my levels. I haven't obviously achieved that with like other things. Like respect or like prioritizing you over his friends. But certain things I've achieved that.
Yeah.
There's a red line. There's a deal breaker for me. And that is even me feeling that there's another woman on this fucking planet.
Me too. That's for me a deal breaker.
Deal
well.
Breaker. The way I'll drop all feelings for you.
Yes.
The way yes. I'm out the door, the yes. streets calling.
Yeah.
Nothing will hold me back.
Dubai is calling.
Nothing will hold me back. And like, that's just my thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's really bad in a way because my deal breaker should be more things.
Yeah.
Really, truly. But,
but did he say like, oh no, I'm not embarrassed of you or like anything? He did say that? Is
he
that
did.
What was his reason for not posting? What's his reason?
He's like, I never post. I was like, but when you have,
it's always been your mate. So why? What's his reason?
He's like, he's like, you didn't want. He's like, why would I post a girl on my social media who doesn't post me on her feed?
We're not talking about now. We're talking about back then.
And then I was like, I did post you back then. Yeah, I did post you. He's like, yeah, it's even worse. You used to post me and cover my face. He's like, to be fair, Mandy, if you post me, it would be way better for me because every single woman in the world is going to want me. So why wouldn't he's like, why wouldn't I want you? Why wouldn't I want you to post me? I'd be known. It's like if I break up with you, I'm gonna change my Instagram name to Gingerbeard. It's like because that's how much attention I'll get. And then that puts me off from ever posting. But I feel like that's a tactic he uses for me to not post. I'm so clever. I am so intelligent, it's mad. But then what's the reason?
I don't know.
I think he's just not sure.
But the thing is, there are so many couples out there that post each other and I know of them. I know them. They post each other and they like, they cheat. They're like, they're not, they don't have that love between them. They don't have the respect between them. Like, there's so many. So you could
be 99% of guys who slide into my DMs and are, have like the ring and the heart and the girl's name, or they have the girl's...
In their bio.
Their whole Instagram feed is their girlfriend.
It's mad.
No. I don't think you understand. The whole Instagram feed is their girlfriend.
Yeah.
It happens to me all the time. I don't even tell you.
Wife. No, it happens to me as well. You mad? Do you know how many... there's so many like guys that they slide in DMs. You click their profile, a ring, her name, married,
in fact,
kids.
I also feel like famous men can get away with it so much easier. Do you know why? Like, because they could always be like, she's psycho, she wants me. Like, it's so easy for them because they've got like a lot of women who want them. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I just feel like it's so weird that they're not scared that someone's going to DM their wife or like their girlfriend.
Yeah, literally.
I get it all the
time. So weird.
So anyway, we don't know why Gingerbread doesn't out. He's just, you know what? It is, yeah.
Wait. The thing is, what I said about like Kalsik said, I'm a private person. Like a lot of people would agree with that. Like some people are private. They don't want their face plastered
100%.
Or whatever. Especially us, like million followers.
Also, I feel like with Kalsik, like he's one of them guys that like girls probably like fancy him.
You're trying to annoy me.
No, it's just like, he's just got, like, I remember at one point in my life, I was with a guy and I was very loyal to him, but I was scared of him posting me because I knew I had a lot of haters.
Yeah.
And I was loyal to him. This is like the guy that was from like Sweden.
Yeah.
And as soon as he did post me, he got like, yeah. Rumors.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember as well, my ex as well, he posted me and he got a message as well.
Yeah.
Like, people trying to break you
up.
Yeah,
and I think he's one of those guys because when you have like a history in your past and you've been out there and you've been really out there, like you get a lot of haters. And also, what was I going to say?
He's fit.
Yeah, he's good looking.
He's really good looking.
He's good looking. And yeah, so he might just have haters like because that...
Poor excuse though. I'm sorry. Poor excuse.
Yeah, I was going to say something.
What about just, he just genuinely wants, doesn't want anyone to know who he is. I don't know. But like...
Maybe some people actually do want to be private. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. So what I was going to say is like, me and you, like, we always look at sort of things like there's black and white. Like we don't realize there's a variety of colors. And by that, I mean like personality. Like some men outright want to propose to you and want to marry you. Some men... are fucking scared of making that move and they need to be told, like, absolutely. I expect to get married and I want to get proposed to you. Some men outright want to show off their girlfriend. Some men are just naturally private and don't like they're having life out there. Like, there's some men that you have to be like, I want to plan me a date. Like, plan a date. That doesn't mean that just love language is different. And I think...
We shouldn't just see it as, like, two types of people.
Whereas there's, like, so many different love languages.
I think I've learned that more, though, in the last few years. Because, like, obviously, being with Kalsik and the fact that he wasn't ready at first and we broke up and he did all that stuff. That, for me, is very, like, weird. I've never experienced something like that before. Like, someone, like, kind of in the middle. And, like, the fact that he's done a whole, you know... he's changed and he's like, all this has taught me so much that like, you know, people can change, people can like grow to like treat you the way you want them to treat you. But still, I kind of understand with my situation, your situation, because like we're in the public eye, we've got a lot of followers. Yeah. So I get like maybe Kalsik doesn't want to be like out there, but... Yeah. Let's say if I wasn't with a million followers and let's say...
That's different then.
If I had a private account and I only had my friends and like close people...
That's different.
And if he says, don't post me, excuse me?
Yeah.
Are you...
That's different.
Are you joking
me? Yeah, so that's different. So
That would be a red flag. Red
Ginger flag. Gingerbread actually said, which I forgot when I said the whole like, I feel like you're not proud of him. He actually said these words. He said, the shit that you say on your podcast, other guys are going to laugh at me that I'm with you. He's like, the things, like the jokes that you've made, the things I've seen and my friends have told me. So he's also embarrassed in front of his peers. Like men want, they've got this Andrew Tate complex.
Yeah.
They want to be with a girl who's not too loud, not too rough, not too, you know, belittling other men, talking about dick sizes, talking about, yeah, spend your fucking money on me, like this and that. Like
they want a little quiet woman. Like, but not all men are like... No, I mean, I feel like it's more like in the Middle Eastern community, to be honest.
They don't want to feel emasculated.
Sorry, but look at like the industry that we're in, yeah? I mean, these girls are all loud 100%. And they're all like out there. They're like doing OnlyFans and they've got boyfriends that love them.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're proud of them. Their families are proud of them.
Westernized men.
Yeah.
All European and Western guys. Not even all Europeans. I'm sure Italians or like... Albanians aren't like that as well. It's just got to be like very relaxed culturally.
Maybe English guys.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have dated an English guy.
Because like, I'm telling you, these men, like these, even Greek men, they see as like the woman's role, the man's role.
Yeah.
For example, Gingerbeard's dad is more like the dominant figure, and the mother is more like submissive, conservative, like
yeah.
polite, quiet. Like they have those roles more.
Yeah. Maybe that's where we went wrong though. Maybe we should have dated an English guy. But at the same time, like I swear the other day I was on Instagram and I saw this girl, I follow her. She's really hot and she's like a gym girl and she's got an amazing body. And she was literally in a like G-string, bending down.
Who?
Like, this girl, yeah, bending down with her ass out and her boyfriend's like grabbing her ass.
Yeah.
And then he's like, picture of them. And I was like, whoa, like that's weird, yeah? So then I clicked the comments. I was like, people must think this is weird, right? And everyone's like, yes, power couple, wow, would love to be like you guys. You guys are what I want, yeah?
You could
and
never.
I was thinking, do you know, I was like, if my man grabbed my ass and put it up on the fucking picture up on Instagram for all these people, she's got loads of followers, I can't be with a guy like that.
Yeah.
He just is one, I don't get it. Like,
I wouldn't as well. And recently I took a picture in bra and knickers and in the mirror selfie, sent it to Gingerbread. I was like, I want to post up my story. He was not joking, yeah. And like, he was like, don't you dare. He wouldn't start a fight if I posted it, like a massive fight, but he'd use it against me and be like, you think I want to settle down with a girl like you? He's putting her whole body out for the world or whatever. But you know, me and you, Anna, like, it's very weird because we're not innocent enough at all for Middle Eastern men.
And we're not promiscuous enough for like a westernized guy.
Not promiscuous.
Like too open-minded enough.
Yes.
Open-minded enough.
We're not open-minded enough for like a westernized guy, like an English guy maybe.
Bad,
but I don't know.
Middle area, grey area. 100% we're in a grey area.
No.
Yes, we are. We're in a grey area because like...
I'm sure a lot of like people who are even like English or European, when they're quite like come from like classy or poor, like posher backgrounds, they don't like it as well. Maybe because the industry the industry is very like OnlyFans, this, that. Like we think everyone is like that, but a lot of even Englishmen are probably the same. I don't know.
I've never dated an English guy.
I've dated English guys.
What do you think they're like? Do you think they would be okay with it? Like are they all okay with that?
Do you know what it is? I don't think they'd like it, but it wouldn't be a deal breaker. That's what I think they're like.
Whereas like for our boyfriends, you could almost see her asshole. Like, would you not want to be like, that's my woman. I want to like
preserve her like for myself.
Not like all. Like, we don't agree with like cover her up. Yeah. But like certain things should be a little bit more like.
Yeah, but you say that. More. But then like we've got pictures in bra and knickers for a Muslim man. They're thinking, what the hell? Who would be with them? What man would be with these girls who are in a bikini with their boobs out, their bum out, and like are not saving that just for your man? So it just depends. Everyone's got different kind of like limits.
Well, do you know what? I'm not going to lie. Like firstly, like lingerie and all that, I kind of understand that, you know, because that's like for the bedroom.
Yeah.
It's not for the, unless you're modeling it. It's a bit
you
random.
You say that now because before you were with Cowslick.
No, but bikini is different. Bikini, you're on a, you're swimming, no? You'll see that anyway.
Yeah, but you're not swimming in the photo.
True.
And plus, before Cowslick, you would always put pictures up in lingerie.
I still do. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, where is the line? Like, where do you draw the line?
Yeah, everyone's line is different.
I think the line should kind of be drawn before the asshole.
Like, the asshole's a deal breaker, okay?
Like, no? Do you not think?
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I post pictures in my I post pictures in lingerie and bikinis and stuff like that. I kind of understand what I'm trying to say is like, I get like why the Muslim man wouldn't want someone in lingerie and bikini on Instagram. I kind of get that. What I don't get is how someone's okay with a woman's asshole being out.
Mm.
That's for me, that's more bizarre than the Muslim man. I get that.
Yeah.
Not even just Muslim, a lot of normal
religions, yeah.
Like, to be honest, like even Cowslick, he's not Muslim.
He's Christian, and he's
not okay with that. He's not okay with, he doesn't like me posting lingerie photos. I had a great collaboration recently and I did it because I'm sorry, it's my work.
Yeah.
And he was not happy about it.
Yeah.
It's really complicated. Like, where do you draw the line?
Yeah, and I think as you progress through the relationship, like different lines move. Like at one point, certain things Gingerbeard wouldn't have cared. Now he'd probably be a bit like, mate, you've met my whole family now and my uncles and aunties follow you. Like, do you know what I mean?
And I think it gets even more as well when you have their child. Like then you're the mother of their child.
Yeah.
It gets
even
more.
It's a lot to do with their own ego, if you really think about it. It's a lot to do with their own ego. With men, it's a lot to do with their own ego as well. It's a lot to do with like their honor and their pride and their image and, you know.
Yeah.
Like they want their woman to be a reflection of them in a way.
Yeah.
So,
but anyway, I mean, like, yeah. For me, it's all like a bit blurry. Like I think whatever floats your boat at the end of the day, like,
do you know, like, for example, I get girls that do OnlyFans as well. I'm like, yeah, sick. Like, they're making money, but I never understand it when their boyfriend's okay with it.
Yeah. No,
I never understand when they're in a relationship. Like, when you get in a relationship with a guy, shouldn't he be like, all right, look, you're mine now. Like, dead that. Like, cut off your whole OnlyFans website, whatever, end that, because you're mine now. Like, how are you going to be, like, sleeping next to me, watching Netflix, cuddling up with me, and then, like, oh, let me just go play with myself for some dough? He should be giving you that dough if he's a man of,
maybe,
of pride.
Maybe he doesn't have that dough. Well,
then you have to go without. Because then I feel like, this is my opinion, yeah? In my opinion, like, it makes, when I see it, I don't lose respect for the woman.
No.
I don't lose respect. I lose respect for her man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Yeah.
Like, the woman's, do you. But if your man's okay with it, then he's just not a man of, like, honor. And in my language, we call it qayrat. And qayrat means, like, it's like a level of pride and honor you have about your woman.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a level of, like, a shield you put around her to say, you know, I've got her, she's mine.
I actually have always rated, I think, like, if girls with that do OnlyFans, like, good for you. You're making your money, you're buying your houses. Good, I always said,
honestly, I envy it.
If I wasn't Iranian and I was younger, maybe
if I didn't have the parents that I have.
Yeah, I probably, and I wasn't in a relationship, I would do it. But I'll tell you one thing, if I had a boyfriend that was okay with it,
yeah.
No.
If I met a man, that's cool, he falls in love with me, blah, blah. But he would have to be like, straight up, yeah, you're on OnlyFans. I'm like, yeah, I'm not making my money. All right, but if you know, if me and you start seeing each other, like, that's got to go.
Yeah.
That's how it's got to be.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be cool with the guy, be like, oh, okay, cool, yeah, I don't mind that. No, I want you to mind that.
Yeah.
I want you to be bothered by it.
Yeah.
This is a really good topic, because we do want to bring in the future, like, guests from, like, OnlyFans or that kind of industry in.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about, like, especially the ones who are in relationships.
Yeah, I'd love to know what they say.
Because you know what? Maybe me and you go on, like, we're so open-minded, we're so real, we're so this, but, like, we're so relaxed and... But we're not as much as we should be.
No. We never claim to be, like, really open-minded.
Really? Because we were talking earlier about how, like...
We're breaking barriers because, like, just the fact that we're, like, taking pictures in lingerie and bikinis on Instagram for an Iranian girl is huge. Mm. Show me some, like, Middle Eastern Arab girls, Iranian girls... Like, Afghan girls are doing that. There isn't any. Hardly.
And if I'm not doing that recently, it's just because I ain't got the body for it right now. So just wait up, because it's coming soon. Assholes.
Like, we never said that we're, like, open, really, really open-minded. We've always said that we're very confused. I think, personally, we're confused. I think, like, growing up here, but still having, like, Middle Eastern... like, parents being Middle Eastern, like, has made us very confused. Like, we don't know.
Very confused.
Very confused.
I also have this really bad fear, which is a big insecurity of mine.
What?
And is that if I break up with Gingerbeard, I won't be able to find another man, because it's such a hard kind of, like, thing to find. Like, a man that's got the qayrat, so he's man enough to be a bit possessive and be a bit like, no, I don't like you doing this. Or doing that, but he's also relaxed enough to allow me to come on here and talk about sex and wear what I want and drink and go out with my friends. And, like, finding that balance that I found in these Greek guys that we found is so rare, because we could never get away with this if we were with a Middle Eastern guy. Most of them would never put up with it.
No.
So, and then also, I don't want to be with someone that's like, yeah, I don't care what you wear. I don't care where you go. You don't need to text me when you're coming home. You don't need to text me where you are.
You can finger yourself on for money.
You could finger yourself for money. You could be topless. I don't care. So, like, finding the breed that we found
in the middle. But maybe most, like, Greek guys are like that. Maybe we are meant to be with a Greek guy.
I've never seen a Greek guy before Gingerbeard, so this is the first Greek guy I've ever met in my life, and I'm not counting on bumping into another one, because when I first saw him, I thought he was Albanian anyway.
Yeah, so, no, that's exactly the problem. It's very hard, because, to be honest, before Kauzik, I've always been with, like, Middle Eastern guys most of the time, and they're always very much, like, trying to tell me what to wear, trying to tell me, like, not to go clubbing, trying to do this, not, you know, trying to control me too much. And I didn't like that. Like,
exactly.
So it's nice having someone that's like, you know...
Me too.
Being able to wear kind of what I want most of the time, being able to, like, you know, post most of the time what I want. Like, yeah. You know, I don't really want to post two sexual pictures anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's nice having that freedom, but at the same time, he's got a little bit of that, like, protectiveness that I like. I like,
yes,
the guys.
Me too.
A little bit, like, if I'm dressing too much, like, open, yeah, he'd be like, you know what, just pull your skirt down a little bit.
Yeah,
I like that. I like it.
Yeah, me too. In fact, I wish that Gingerbeard was a little bit more. Like, if he told me not to wear something, it's because he just thinks it looks, like, maybe trashy. But he's not really that possessive about me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I actually like it if he was a bit more, but he's a good level. He's a good level for me, especially me, because I'm so outspoken and like my dress sense is a little bit more raunchy than Anna's.
I wonder like what other people think or want. Like, I think other people may not be as confused as us. It's either like more, yeah, like I want someone.
That's why religion is a good thing sometimes, because it doesn't, you're not confused.
Yeah, religion is just like, this is the right thing and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess like, I get what you mean.
With everything, like with everything we've been confused. Some girls just know like, get married before you have sex, or I don't care when I get married. Or like, we've always been so confused with everything.
We should confuse sisters in the city. I wonder if anyone else is confused.
Yeah. Do you know, like right now, I've been with Gingerbeard for like 2.5 years. Like, no, more than 2.5 years. Like 2 years and like 8 months. In May, it will be 3 years, yeah? And like, it's just so weird because I started to think like, I don't want to do another year. I don't want to do a fourth year being in this limbo of like not being engaged. But at the same time, I don't want to get engaged to Gingerbeard like the way he is, because I don't like a lot of things about him and I'm not willing to sign up.
So what do you do when you're in that situation?
Sign up for life when I'm not like happy with him whole,
yeah,
heartedly.
So what do you do in that situation? It's such a confusing thing. You don't want both.
And it's just stupid to carry on wasting your life away. And especially them, their respect just like gets less and less, knowing she's living with me. I've been with her 3 years. Now I'm going to be with her 4 years, then 5 years. She doesn't even want to get married. Like, sooner or later, they won't even want to marry you.
Yeah, so well, like, they always say like, why would they marry you if you're basically like a wife?
So like, I said to him, look, like, you're not good enough for me to like commit to you and get engaged to you. Not that he's even pros, but I still talk about this. And I'm like, and you're not bad enough for me to leave. So, like, I don't know what to do with you.
What do I do with you?
All I know is I'm not staying one more year without it either being like, I'm so happy with the way he is. I want to get engaged.
But what do you mean by I'm not doing one more year? You are doing it as you're speaking.
No, as in like before, when I've spoken to him, I said, like, I expect like in the year between 2024 and 2025, I expect like...
You mean this year?
Yeah, sorry, this year. It's just been too early in
January. The way she says it, so it doesn't sound as bad.
I want this year, I'm expecting it to go that step further.
Right.
Because it will be like over 3 years I'm with you and I'm 32.
It's just
I'm going to be 32 in like a month.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't want to say yes and I don't want to get engaged to him because I don't like so many things about him. So what do you do?
What do you do? I mean, it's so shit as well that like... The relationships we're in, we have to say it as well. I just always imagine myself with someone that just like takes that leap without me having to say it. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like,
isn't that
how the fairy tale is meant to go?
Yeah, but there ain't no fairy tale. Nah. Not me. Don't think that I'm going to waste my years, especially when I'm looking at good, yeah, and without a man who ain't sure. Like, if you ain't sure 100% about me by now, then you ain't for me. That's how I say it though. Like I say, like, I want that gesture of certainty.
Yes. Yes.
That's, for me, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, Dubai's calling. Do you know what I mean? Like, the very clean streets of Dubai are calling.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, same with me, really.
So like, yeah, maybe, look, I ain't going to ever have that guy. I know the guy ain't going to be that guy that's like, I want to.
So are you saying that like, basically this year is the year that we both get engaged or it's over?
Yeah.
We're either going to be married, well, we're either going to be engaged, or we're going to be single this year.
Yeah, and I'm having that engagement of like, ain't setting a date, bro. You better set a date as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, once you put that ring on, he puts that ring on your finger, you definitely know it's happening.
Yeah.
Especially when that ring is expensive, which mine will be. Because otherwise, I will say no. Okay? So, the more expensive it is, the more sure I'm sure there's going to be a date.
I just know, though, that you are... going to whenever I start saying this, yeah. Your eyes, your face is so funny whenever I say this. You start looking like weird. Like your face looks weird. Oh, I just know that you're going to get engaged and you're going to get married to Gingerbeard.
Nightmare, isn't it? I'm miserable forever.
No,
who's going to put up with me?
I'm actually
a psycho.
I'm so excited.
Honestly though, I do think that like...
I think you guys suit each other so much and like you're actually like genuinely like suit each other. Like your personality.
You just know that there's not going to be any other man on this planet that's going to put up with me.
That's not true.
Anna, honestly, I am very difficult.
I think the only other person other than Gingerbread that could put up with you would be a real tough gangster guy.
Yeah, real tough man.
So I'm a mafia.
Yeah. But Anna, the amount of times I've accused Ginger Bill of doing things. Amount of time I've been like, let me check this. Amount of time I've like FaceTime it, or amount of times I've been like, why'd you prioritize your friends? Or why are you going out? Why are you doing this? Or like, make me feel loved, be romantic. Think, I want this, I want that. Or like,
you
moaning.
Think that that's such a weird thing, but a lot of girls are like that. A lot of girls are more than you think. A lot of girls are like,
very needy.
Needy and need reassurance and sometimes can be naggy.
You know what I've heard? I saw this TikTok, yeah? And it's that girl, Saudia Psychology, whatever. Yeah. And she basically said that like, oh, this is going to sound so self-obsessed and I just don't feel like a little pretty enough to make this announcement. But anyway, like she said, like when you're growing up like an attractive girl, like a very pretty girl, you have a different experience of men compared to like someone who might be a bit more plain or like average looking girl. She says this. She said this, not me. Okay. She says like you go through your life like basically always being like sexually kind of attacked by men. And you go on holiday and the men are like forcing you to come on a table. You go to a club, guys are grabbing you. You go on holiday, there's married men cheating. There's boys in relationships who are cheating on their girlfriend. You're constantly being harassed by men who are trying to obtain sexual gratification from you. And these men are a lot of the time throughout your life in serious relationships, they're married. So you go through life thinking, oh my God, men cannot be trusted at all. All because look what happens when I go to Ibiza. Look what happens when I go to Dubai. Look what happens when I go to the pool club, the nightclub. Look what happens, yeah? So you only see this one side of men.
Right.
Like you experience the very bad side of men, the uncontrollable, like predatory kind of side of men. And she goes, because of that, when these women get into relationships, they're watching their man more when he's going on a lad's holiday, when he's going on a night out, when he's on his phone. They're more like, they're more paranoid and they need more reassurance. And it's because they are constantly on the receiving end of men trying to like prey on them.
I think she's right about that. She's definitely right about that.
I didn't deliver it as well as she did, but I tried.
Yeah, no, she is right about that. There's a lot of things I don't agree with what she says, but a lot of things that she says.
She said that's a girl.
She says on point as well, some things.
She said a girl that maybe like, imagine she's a girl who's maybe not the most beautiful and doesn't put effort into herself to try and be really sexy. And she won't really get that kind of attention from men. She might actually get the man who actually likes her personality and then starts emotionally investing in her.
Yeah.
And basically, I'm so peng that that's why I have trust issues because I'm so peng.
She says that while she's pouring water down her top.
I'm just so hot out here.
Oh, I'm joking. But anyway, so basically, what you are beautiful.
No, I'm joking. But I get what I'm trying to say because
I know what you mean.
Even if I'm not the most beautiful, I've always gone out of my way to try and be sexually attractive.
Right. That's I think the main thing because I think like because we are, you know, we put effort in. The way we look.
We've done so much. Like, as in, we've put the makeup, the hair, you know, everything. Even down to, like, the BBLs and stuff to get some more sexual attention. It's like, we hate men for the sexual attention that we got and the fact that they're, like, cheaters or whatever. At the same time, if we don't get attention, we're fucking miserable. We have to have the attention. Go out and I are doing attention. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Where's attention? Being so obsessed with attention is what's going to make me a miserable old woman. I need to get attention then. How am I going to do it?
Mandy's on a roll today. I swear before this episode, you said you're like tired. You don't seem tired.
And it's a great episode.
I will say one thing, right? Even though I don't care how many millions of followers I have, we're only 1.2. But my point is, if I'm married and my man doesn't want me to post him and he doesn't have a good ass reason.
Oh, mate, tell me about it. Because once I'm sure about you, you're going out there.
Yeah.
The whole world gonna see Ginger Beard. Because I've claimed you, I've pissed on you, you're mine.
Yes.
I mean, if I ain't sure about you, why am I gonna give you the clout?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed the episode. So make sure you subscribe, you like, and you comment. An extra episode's coming out on Thursday for Patreon. Make sure you sign up and be our bestie. We love you.
We love you guys.
And we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network.